Blog Talk Radio.
So it's faith-based. So you're involved with faithism, not atheism, right?
It was that you said, saying that, you know, a lot of Christians, they maybe text or they maybe email you, and, you know, they was pretty much scared of you. And I said, oh, okay, a challenge, okay.
No, I believe the Bible. I don't believe the Bible saying that slavery is okay because it gives instructions about how to handle slavery. Andrew, that's faith. You just said you accept the evolutionary theory. So that's faith. You got faith in a theory.
By any chance, are you gay?
What do you think about Baltos?
Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello. Hi again. Hi there. Thank you so very much for joining me here again on the Atheist Roundtable, this mostly weekly, almost always live call-in show about atheism and agnosticism, belief, non-belief, a whole bunch of other things that just kind of flow into your host's stream of consciousness, whatever the heck the show is on, and I am that host. My name is Andrew Garber. I want to say a super heartfelt thank you to everybody who has stood by and supported myself and my wife in these past trying weeks. The reason that the show hasn't been on for the past few weeks is because my wife had a bout with ovarian cancer. We had to go into the hospital. We had to have this giant loaf of bread-sized tumor removed from her. They did a test, find out that it was in fact malignant, and then they removed everything. They gave her a full hysterectomy. They even removed some surrounding tissue. They just took out anything and everything that they possibly could in order to, you know, in order to make sure that they got everything. And that's why the show hasn't been on for the past couple of weeks. We've been doing that. We've been recovering, and we are recovering quite nicely. It is amazing, amazing the kind of science and medicine that we have available to us here in the privileged first world. It is just phenomenal. We had an amazing surgeon. We had an amazing team of people. My wife would tell you that the guy trying to give her the spinal tap, the knock you out doctor. See, I don't even know what the real names of these things are, right? The anesthesia. That guy was trying to give her some kind of spinal tap. Didn't work very well. They ended up giving her gas. That was just fine. The surgery went well. It took forever, but it went well, and she is healing very, very well. She feels better now than she has in a long time, as you might expect with this giant hawking tumor growing and leaking inside of you. So I just want to say, thank you. Thank you so very much to everyone who has shown me and my family such tremendous support, such tremendous, tremendous support. I just want to say that I truly, truly do appreciate each and every one of you. While we were dealing with this, while we were going through this, I didn't really mean to. I didn't start off that way, but I kind of ended up live tweeting the day. It was a way for me to just kind of log what was happening, to kind of put it in words and see it in front of me. It was just one of the ways that I was coping with the day, is that every few hours I'd update my Facebook status, and that's where I got all this help for support. And it was absolutely fantastic. Buried amongst all of the well wishes and all of that support and all of that really good stuff were a few scattered "I'll pray for you" posts. "We're praying for your family" posts. You knew there were going to be, right? This isn't a surprise. It's not any big surprise that those things were going to happen. And indeed, while my wife was recovering in the hospital. Her family stopped by, of course. So happened, it was a pure coincidence that my wife's father, my father-in-law, his pastor happened to be visiting the pastor's mother-in-law in the hospital, just down the hall. Pure coincidence. Maybe someone would call it providence, but I wouldn't. So he stopped by and he offered his prayers. And look, I want to make something really clear. Of course, it's fairly obvious that I don't believe in the power of prayer. But I know that the people who offered these prayers in support do believe in the power of prayer. This preacher dude, of course, totes believes that prayer is a thing that can help people. People that were posting these things on Facebook, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they also totes believe that prayer is a thing that helps people. It is not my objective as an atheist, as an atheist activist, as someone who even calls himself an evangelical atheist. It's not my objective to remove faith from everyone. Okay? That's really not my objective. My objective is for people to realize that, and then they'll lose it on their own. But this, I don't think, is the time. Even though it is certainly the time when some religious people will attempt to sneak in, it certainly is the time when some religious folk will try to take advantage of an opportunity to swoop in and get someone when they are at their weakest. Still, I don't think it's actually the believer's strongest moment either. People that I was interacting with were coming from a good place. Were coming from a place where they wanted to help. And I wanted to be able to recognize that. And I do. And so for all of those instances that I just listed off, all of the times when someone said something on Facebook to me, and even when the preacher was in the room saying that he was going to offer his prayers for us at his next service, in all of those cases, I just said thanks. Or I said nothing. If it was on Facebook, I just kind of let it go. With the guy in the room, I said thanks. I don't think it's their strongest moment either. And it certainly wasn't ours. But, that said, I have some great friends on Facebook, some really, really good friends on Facebook, and one of them stepped in and said, for me, prayer doesn't work. They said, in my stead, prayer is nothing. And I made it a point to reach out to that guy, to reach out to that person, and say, thank you for saying the thing that I wanted to say, but I don't really think that it's my turn to say it. I really, truly do appreciate you being the kind of person to take this battle for me, because I'm not in the place to do the battle today. And it's one of those times when I was totes grateful that God wasn't here, that my friends and my Facebook family were. That was awesome. So this is one of those times when I actually had a call before the show. And then he didn't realize that the show started at 11. I guess he thought the show ended at 11. So he left. But would you believe it? I actually have a caller on the line today. So I'm going to take this call. This is area code 239. You're on the Atheist Roundtable. Who's this?
2007.
Oh.
I remember in
Hello?
2007, raping his next door neighbor on the front lawn, and I just sort of shook my head and said, boys will be boys. I remember.
So So caller, I don't know if you know this, but I can't hear you. So you want to – I hear some background noise, which is weird, but I can't actually hear you. So is there a thing you can do to maybe help me hear you?
Is it better now?
Oh, yes. There you go. Fantastic. What's your name?
2007, I went over to my friend's house, and he was raping his next-door neighbor on the front lawn, and I just sort of shook my head and said, boys will be boys. I remember...
Oh, man. I got to say, guy, I'm sorry. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm having a hard time hearing you. So I haven't had another caller. I'm going to move on to this guy. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with the connection. It is totes my fault. I'm sure I'm probably clicking wrong buttons. But I'm going to move on to another call here real quick. And this is area code 361. You're on the Atheist Roundtable. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Victor. How are you?
Doing great. And you're back on YouTube. Because that's just silliness. So I want to talk about a little bit about this, about some other experiences that I have with prayer and people who want to offer their prayers as well. The buddy of mine who called in before the show went online, found himself a story. A friend of his actually found himself a story, and I'm going to tell his story. About a tornado that went across Virginia. And apparently, this tornado killed people. People died in this tornado in Virginia. But, somehow, I guess, there are crosses that are still standing after this Virginia tornado passed. And people were expounding this as being a proof that God is good. God is still watching over the town, that God is still involved in people's lives, that he still cares, right? And my buddy, good friend of mine, realized that this point of view wasn't being challenged, and he decided he was going to step up to the plate and said, look, God lets a whole bunch of people die, saves some sticks, sound like a loving God. All right. Of course, people are quick to say things like, God will not be mocked, and all this kind of other good stuff. Most importantly, they are all praying for him to see the light. I can tell you that lots of people have prayed for me to see the light in the years. Not a dang one of their prayers has been answered. So I got another call. I'm going to give this one a try. Hopefully, we got better sound quality tonight. Be having some sound quality issues. This is area code 581. You're on the Atheist Roundtable.
Hello? Shit, fuck,
hello?
Sucker, piss, cunt.
Sweetness. That's awesome. What is up with that? Okay, so, I seem to be being pranked tonight. Isn't that fun? Isn't that great? That's just lovely. The thing about prayer that I want to talk about most tonight is this idea that it has helped, that it works, that it's something that is good. And while I realize that it's a good thing for some people, I don't want anyone to leave this conversation with the idea that it's any more than wishful thinking. And I want to be fair, because all of my atheist buddies were giving me wishful thoughts. They were hoping for a speedy recovery. They were wishing well for myself and my family. They were wanting good things, and that was more or less it. But they chose words, and they chose words carefully to be words of support, to be words of encouragement, to be words that are going to be meaningful and useful, supportive to me. That it's I don't know, is customary the word I'm looking for? Is it traditional?
Is that the word I'm looking for? To say when someone is in trouble, look, you need anything, you know I'm here. And you know, and I know, that most of the time, 99% of the time, I'm probably not going to call on you. You're probably not really in a spot to be able to really give me a lot of help. You're probably halfway across the world, for crying out loud. I mean, I have a lot of people that are here. Yeah. And a lot of those people actually stopped by and actually helped out. It was actually great. And there were a lot of people who, well, it's not a thing that they're actually going to be able to, but they want to. And they want to show their support. They want to be able to give real encouragement. And to be fair, it's not a whole lot different than but the words matter. The words really matter, especially when what you are offering in sum total are the words. These are the things that you're actually offering to help. That's the sentiment. I just think that if you're actually going to offer encouragement, if you're actually going to try to do that, then use the words that are going to mean something to the recipient. Not so much, maybe, the words that mean a lot to you. I see the people choosing the words that mean the most to me. And, you know, that's really the main gist of what I have for tonight. I want to leave you. I see you caller back in the thing. I want to try to get you back on the line here. Hopefully we'll have a better connection this time. I'm just going to tell this real quick story, real quick. And way back in the day, when I was in the Army, and I wasn't fully out as an atheist just yet. There were some, I don't know, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, door-to-door evangelists that came by and asked if they could pray over me. I more or less made it clear in their 45-second interaction with me, 15 of which was this prayer, that I wasn't interested in their religious beliefs, that I wasn't interested in debating their religious beliefs, and they would be better served moving on to the next person. But they asked before they left, they could pray over me. To say a prayer of protection since I was serving the country. I was a secretary in the Army. And I let them. Because I think that it made them feel good. And I think that the prayer wasn't for me. It was for them. For them. And that's fine. But then I didn't really need to be there, did I? All right, we're going to go to this call. Hopefully, we've got all the technical bugs worked out. By all the technical bugs, I just mean that I'm clicking the same button I did before. Area code 239, you're on the Atheist Roundtable. Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me this time?
Hello, I think I can hear you this time. I hope that the connection stays this good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, hang on 1 second.
So
I wasn't expecting you to be able to hear me here.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening before.
I remember in 2007, I went over to my friend's house, and he was raping his next-door neighbor on the front lawn, and I just sort of shook my head and said, boys will be boys.
Are you just playing a clip? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm sorry?
Are you just playing an audio clip? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, God. Oh. Sorry, I dropped my phone there. Can you still hear me?
So are you just trying to play an audio clip? Is that the point?
What?
Are you just playing an audio clip?
No.
Okay, so what do you think about the effectiveness of prayer?
I don't know. I think that, honestly, God is dead. He's not with us.
Okay, so what do you say when people say they want to pray for you?
Say no thanks.
Awesome.
I think the god Cthulhu is going to...
Okay, so, awesome. All right, well, I think I'm going to cut things off here. I'm going to cut things off a little short tonight, mostly because I've been distracted more than once. And, to be completely honest, I think I got everything off of my chest that I was going to say tonight. To be really honest, I think that was it. People pray for themselves. They don't pray for me. Think they're doing good, but they're not. But sometimes it's okay to let them feel like they're helping. Sometimes that's a terrible thing to do. But I truly do appreciate it when someone says that they're going to pray for me or pray for my family. And one of my Facebook friends jumps in and takes on that fight for me. That's what I mean. That's the kind of action that I mean when I say that God isn't here. We are. Take care of yourselves.
Like the fan page for the Atheist Roundtable at /AtheistRoundtable on Facebook, or find your host at /AndrewTheAtheist. Send all of your email to AndrewTheAtheist@gmail.com. This podcast is the official podcast of atheists, humanists, and agnostics of the Wabash Valley. Find us on Facebook for monthly meetups. Music for this episode is provided, as always, by Dick Richards. Thank you, Dick. God isn't here. We are. Take care of yourselves.
Is everybody gone? Are all my prankers gone now? Did they all leave? I think they're gone. Okay, so, you know, one of the things that I did tonight that apparently brings in the trolls is I put some hashtags on the Atheist Roundtable episode description, things like prayer that heals, those kinds of things. Apparently those kinds of hashtags really bring in the trolls when you do this kind of show. I don't really, and I want to be clear that I'm giving some serious thought to reaching out to some apologists to bring them on the show. I'm not sure how that's all going to work. I will say this, though. I called Gospel Billboards once before, and that was a great conversation. In my hometown, I just noticed yesterday that there are 3 or 4 pro-life billboards in my town. Things like a baby is made when a or something like that. I don't know. But it has a 1-800 number. It has a number to call. Talk about pro-life. So, I haven't really had a debate with a pro-lifer in a long time. I really haven't. But I really think that just like I called Gospel Billboards, and people have been asking me to call them back again. I probably will. I will probably call Gospel Billboards back again. Do you think are the arguments I'm going to get from the Pro-Life America billboards? I think it was Pro-Life America that are putting up billboards in my town. What kind of arguments do you think I'm going to get? How do you think I should respond to them? I really think that when it comes to abortion, and that it comes down to a woman's bodily autonomy, that she should be able to choose what her body does and what her body does not do, what goes in, what does not go in, what comes out, what does not come out of her body. I mean, I really think that it comes down to that kind of autonomy, that kind of choice. When we take away that kind of choice, I don't know how we can claim that women in the country are free. That's really what it comes down to for me. What do you think? What do you guys think? Send me friend requests on Facebook. Like the fan page for the Atheist Roundtable. Go to and tell me, send me messages telling me what kind of arguments and what kinds of responses you think I should do with Pro-Life America. Or if you think I should even call them at all. Do you think it would be a productive conversation? I'm probably not going to contact people like Greg Locke. Okay, he's going to be on the No Religion Required podcast here very soon. He was just on Dogma Debate. I don't feel that that's productive. I really want to try to find more. I don't know how else to say it. Normal, regular guys, okay, normal, regular people who are like me, talking about things that are important to them, right, in the realm of faith, what it is about them, and those are the kind of people I'm looking for. So, what do you guys think? Send me those messages. Appreciative. And again, thank you all so very much for all the love and all the support that you showed my family. I truly, truly do appreciate it. You people are freaking awesome. And I love you all. So take care of yourselves. This is really the end. I'm going to play the outro again, and then we're going to get out of here. Good night.
Like the fan page for the Atheist Roundtable at /AtheistRoundtable on Facebook, or find your host at /AndrewTheAtheist. Send all of your email to AndrewTheAtheist@gmail.com. This podcast is the official podcast of atheists, humanists, and agnostics of the Wabash Valley. Find us on Facebook for monthly meetups. Music for this episode is provided, as always, by Dick Richards. Thank you, Dick. God isn't here. We are. Take care of yourselves.
No, really, that was the end. You shouldn't be here anymore.